Leaders of Catholic, Orthodox, Muslim and Jewish communities have made a pressing call for peace from the Bosnian capital Sarajevo, which was the scene of the worst atrocities committed in Europe since World War II. Bosnia's 1992-95 war, which saw the country's three main ethnic groups, Orthodox Serbs, Catholic Croats and Muslims, fight each other, left some 100,000 people dead. And relations between the three main communities remain deeply damaged 20 years on. That's why the church-backed Sant Egidio community chose to host its annual peace meeting in the city of Sarajevo. During the three-day gathering, which began on Sunday, September the 9th, some 300 religious leaders and officials, together with world-class politicians and representatives of culture, took part in about 30 conferences on such themes as poverty, immigration, religion in Asia and the Arab world, and dialogue between Christians and Muslims, all under the banner, Living Together is the Future. Chairing the meeting was Catherine Marshall, a professor at Georgetown University, senior fellow at the Berkeley Center for Religion, Peace and World Affairs, and an expert on the issues of religion, development and humanitarian relief. Professor Marshall told me that the overall feeling at the meeting was one of great hope.
You've been chairing the meeting, you were there at the opening. What is the atmosphere, what is the feeling in Sarajevo at this event?
There's a feeling, I think, of great hope, though there's also a sober tone of remembrance of the history of the pain of war in this region as well as in others. In Sarajevo, you have a dynamic capital, lots of tourists, beautiful weather, and lots of shops full of goods. But you also have the marks of war still on all the buildings, and you have graveyards even in the city. So you have this combination of a sober memory of what war can bring, but also a great hope for the future.
This meeting sees so many people from different denominations actually come together. Are they just talking to a forum, or are they talking together to build something?
There's a very strong sense here of a community. Many people have been on what Sant Egidio describes as the pilgrimage of peace, looking back to 1986 when the Pope convened the leaders of major global religions in Assisi. Every year since then, there has been this gathering, which represents a determination to bring peace in the world and to pass that message. And it goes from place to place. So this year, it's in Sarajevo. Last year, it was in Munich. But I think another element of this meeting that makes it exceptional is that clearly there's the issue of peace, meaning the absence of war. In other words, stopping the guns and stopping the killing, stopping the martyrdom, stopping the loss of children and the suffering of women. But there's also a sense that peace is about justice, and it is about offering everyone an opportunity to thrive in the world. So it's a much broader definition and understanding of what peace is about than you have commonly in the meetings which are focusing on the peace process per se.
Is the fact that the Pope is traveling very shortly to Lebanon, is that in the conversations, in the minds of the people present?
Yes, very much so. This is the first time that this meeting has been held in a country which has such a large Muslim population, and where there is a co-leadership among the Catholic Church, the Bosnian, the Serbian Orthodox Church, the Muslim community, and the Jewish community. All four are very much the co-organizers. Sarajevo is also the gateway between East and West through history, through centuries. And so this sense of looking to the Middle East and to the issues for the Middle East, as well as looking to Europe and the challenges that Europe faces, social but also economic, those are very much in people's minds.
I was speaking to Mario Maraziti, the spokesman for Sant'Egidio, just before the beginning of the meeting, and he was observing how world leaders are quite good at making short-term projects, but they're not so good at looking long-term. What do you hope may be born from this meeting in a long-term perspective?
The long-term, I think, is building the relationships and the friendships on which a solid and lasting peace must be built. So I think that the human dimension, which is carried from year to year and which you see constantly with people really communicating with each other one-on-one, is critical. Obviously, this is a meeting where there are some 300 invited religious figures. It counts tremendously on the media to capture the sense of the meeting and to amplify it, because without that, it's important that this group is the core of this effort, this creative effort to build peace, but it is also important that this go far beyond this particular meeting and session. And there, as I said, I think the media is critically important. There's also very much the sense of this is a turning point. The word crossroads has been used many times in the opening session. It's a crossroads, clearly, for Bosnia-Herzegovina, where there has been tremendous progress made towards restoring a peaceful veneer, but where there are still many fundamental social and economic political problems underneath. And clearly, the picture for Europe is a much more complex picture, where there are many uncertainties as to where Europe is going. And I think one of the key messages here and one of the key elements is that the world of religion has so much to contribute to these matters. Now, in my area, which is looking at the development challenges, clearly for health, for example, the world of religion plays enormous roles. There are also very important contributions in education, but the world's religions have views on virtually every social, political, cultural, economic challenge that the world faces, and yet there are very few effective ways in which those views can be channeled and in which they're expressed. And the broad definition of peace and the continuity from year to year makes it possible in this meeting, I think, to make that much more concrete than it is elsewhere.
Just finally, just as Catherine Marshall and in your field, are you optimistic for the future?
Oh, I'm a chronic optimist, so yes, I have great hope for the future. But looking more rationally and more soberly, I think we can forget, in the face of the challenges we face of climate change, of war, the enormous progress that we've made in the last century in terms of saving the lives of children who would not live, women, the longer life that almost all of us have the chance to live, the possibility of enjoying different cultures in the world. These are things that were unimaginable even 50, 60 years ago, and we need, therefore, to build on these possibilities as we look to the future.
Because living together is the future, isn't it?
It absolutely is. There's no choice. But it can also be a joy and a richness to savor the different cultures of the world, the different religions. And we have that privilege today of having it all before us with the chance to understand and to enjoy it.